Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Mem Hey. In yesterday's Daf, the Gemara asserted that Rav holds that a mita shahayu ala amos called ben hashmashos, a bed that was used to store money for the entire ben hashmashos, becomes muktzah because Rav holds that Rabbi Yehuda's expanded definition of muktzah, which includes the idea that anything muktzah for the duration of ben hashmashos remains muktzah all Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to discuss and question whether Rav really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. First, the Gemara tries to prove that he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda because he allows putting a ner on a dekel tree on Shabbos without concern that you will be mishtamish b'mechuber, that you will use the tree. He must not be concerned that you use the tree, since the ner is muksa anyway, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, so you would avoid touching it at all on Shabbos. Next, the Gemara brings a proof that he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because he allowed moving an extinguished menorah in times when there were gzeros against the Jews having lit candles. He must follow Rabbi Shimon, who would allow moving menorahs. The Gemara explains that that second proof is not a proof at all, since Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon Lismach Lav B'Shas Hachak. In extenuating circumstances, even those who normally hold like Rabbi Yehuda would be willing to rely on Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara then moves on to discuss the exact parameters of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The Gemara questions, if something becomes muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon, if you are docha b'yadayim, you actively make it unusable. Meaning, when you are docha b'yadayim, does Rabbi Shimon agree that it would become muktzah? The Gemara answers that techiyah b'yadayim would only make something muktzah if it's already huktzah l'mitzvaso, like a lit candle that's already being used for the mitzvah of Ner Rosh Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to say that even when you are maktzah b'yadayim, you actively make something unusable, as in the case of putting fruits out to dry, Rabbi Shimon would only hold muktzah for grogros utsmokim, drying figs and grapes, which become inedible very quickly, but not other fruits that are left to dry. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe then asks Rebbe, his father, whether Rabbi Shimon would consider dates that were unripe when Shabbos started to be muktzah. And he concludes, Ein muktzah l'Rabbi Shimon, el grogros utsmokim b'vad. In order for something to be muktzah, it must be unusable when Shabbos starts, and something that has been actively rejected from use. Unripe dates, while unusable when Shabbos began, have not been actively rejected from use. The Gemara assumes that if Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe asked Rebbe a question about Rabbi Shimon the Tana's opinion, it must indicate that Rebbe agrees to Rabbi Shimon the Tana's opinion of a very limited definition of muktzah. However, the Gemara asks, from the fact that Rebbe holds ein mashkin v'shochtin es hamidbarios, that it's also to water and slaughter wild animals on Yantiv, Rebbe must assume like Rabbi Yehuda that such animals are muktzah. The Gemara gives three answers to this question. Which is it? Does Rebbe hold like Rabbi Shimon, that a very limited definition of muktzah, or like Rabbi Yehuda's very expanded definition of muktzah? First, it could be that while wild animals have the status of grogros utsmokin, which even Rabbi Shimon would acknowledge as muktzah, and therefore when Rebbe considers wild animals to be muktzah, it's because everybody would agree, even Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's muktzah. Second, it's possible that Rebbe answered his son's question within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, while still personally disagreeing with Rabbi Shimon. And third and finally, it's possible that Rebbe does agree with Rabbi Shimon, and only made his comment about midbarios, wild animals, as an explanation of the Rabbanan. The Gemara then goes on to try to ascertain whether Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda's broader definition of muktzah or Rabbi Shimon's more limited definition of muktzah. The first proof is that Rabbi Yochanan holds you cannot move a portable chicken coop on Shabbos, since klum asoy elu l'tarnagolin, it isn't made for anything but chickens. According to Rabbi Shimon, that factor alone wouldn't be enough to consider the coop muktzah. The Gemara suggests three rejections to this proof, accepting only the last rejection. First, perhaps the chicken in the coop died on Shabbos, and that makes the coop muktzah even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara does not accept this rejection. Second, perhaps the coop has an egg that was laid on Shabbos and is therefore no lad, which even Rabbi Shimon would agree is muktzah. The Gemara does not accept this either. The final rejection that the Gemara accepts is de ispe beitza sefroach. There is an egg with a chick in it, and that is definitely muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So despite our attempts to prove otherwise, Rabbi Yitzchak shares a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds of the very broad definition of muktzah. The Gemara clarifies that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding all categories of muktzah, with one exception. muktzah machmas mios, something muktzah based on repugnance, where in that regard, even Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Rabbi Shimon, that it would not be considered muktzah. But in all other categories of muktzah, Rabbi Yochanan really does in fact hold, like Rabbi Yehuda's very expanded definition of muktzah.